This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. This is what we're looking for.
This 53, this brotherhood right here, let's go do something great.
Before the break, I asked you what the Texans' record was against the Bears all time. They've only faced them three times before, undefeated. Have never lost to the Chicago Bears. Two wins at Soldier Field, one here in the season finale in 2008. Well, Sunday could be a completely different story. You have Jay Cutler at quarterback for the Bears. Better quarterback than you would believe listening to some of the national media reports. Hey, Chicago 6-10 last year. They want to get that taste out of their mouths and put their best foot forward on Sunday.
I mean, you look at the numbers, and you know they're at the top in a lot of different categories. First most, I mean, you look at the pressure they bring, and they bring with four guys, five guys. They don't have to bring seven, eight guys to get home. So JJ and that crew, and then the secondary, they feed off of them. They're able to play man. They're able to show you different coverages. So it's a good defense.
I think they've added team speed for sure. I think the running back position. Through free agency and the draft, as well as the receiver position, I think with a couple of draft picks, they've added some team speed for sure. Obviously, they went out and paid Brock Osweiler quite a bit to be their quarterback, and from what I've seen, he's looked pretty good.
And here are your keys to the game in beating the Bears on Sunday. First of all, on defense, cut down Cutler. Got to deal with Jay Cutler. Look, Football Outsiders, that's one of those geeky pro football websites that analyzes deep metrics. They say that Cutler is the best in the league against pressure. Think about that for a moment. The Texans like to put pressure on the quarterback. So you got to find a way to get to Cutler and get him down on the ground. Also, stopping the run is crucial on Sunday. The Bears want to run the football with Jeremy Langford as a power back. Got to get that front seven of the Texans to do their job and force Cutler into long down and distance situations. Now, flip to the offensive side of the ball. What do the Texans really want to do? Yeah, they'd love to throw it around and be an aerial circus, but really it's all about the bread and butter of running the football with Lamar Miller behind an offensive line that is still without Dwayne Brown and Derek Newton just coming back. So find a way to get a ground attack going with Lamar Miller and that offensive line you put together for this game, and that's going to make life a whole lot easier for Brock Osweiler and those new weapons. And oh yeah, play well on special teams. How about that with Larry Izzo making his debut as new special teams coordinator? Don't go away. We've got much more coming up on Texans Weekly, getting you ready for the season opener.